let the word water fool you. Even though freshwater turtles rely on wetlands, streams, lakes, and rivers to survive, they all need land as well. In fact, these long-living reptiles begin their life on land, where the sun incubates their buried eggs. Sadly, motor vehicle collisions, habitat loss, and climate change threaten nearly all 8 species. You can help by watching for them on the road and by conserving their habitat. And that's just a start. To learn more about freshwater turtles, visit hww.ca.
School is in session.
And you're listening to the Gashly Crumb Tinies
on CKUW 95.9 FM.
With your hosts, Daniel
and Sheldon, for this week's lesson in alphabetic music.
So stay tuned for an hour of Abecedarian power.
From downtown underground in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
It's a pre-recorded broadcast produced weekly from home. Hello, folks. That was English Roundabout by XTC, and you are listening to the Gashly Crumb Tinies right here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm Daniel, and this is the beginning of our XYZ episode. XYZ, examine your zipper. A good reminder and a clever acronym. for something completely unrelated, because this is a radio program where we play music by artists whose names start with the letter or letters of the week. So I'm going to do four artists for each letter. Magically it works. Some of them are long, some are short. Some of them are going to be crammed together just for the sake of fitting in the proper amount of music for a proper number of letters. Now, I apologize to listeners last week who tuned in and were hoping for a fresh episode. Had a bit of a last-minute change of plans related to my dad's birthday. Tried to record an episode in advance, but didn't get it to staff in time to load for the weekend. So we got to enjoy a rerun, because I don't have cable anymore, but remember how fun reruns were back when Sheldon and I were doing episodes? I think it was an old K episode. Kitchenada and the like. Also, Kitchenada's put out a hell of an album. We'll probably play when we get to K in season 19. But this is the last episode of season 18. 9 full years on CKUW 95.9 FM. It's been a blast, and we're going to keep going. We, as in Sheldon, would like to come back and do a few episodes with me this summer. So keep you posted on that, and then we'll see how much of a regular thing that becomes in the second half of the year. But it is June 30th today, 2024, and we're going to keep things going with the letter X. I'm going to play three in a row. Yeah, a little triple X music selection, if you will. Very far from that. The content of these songs is not exactly something you'd call triple X. I'm going to kick it off with a smooth but slightly poppier one by Zanula called Caramelo. And then after that, Zandra with a really lovely instrumental track called Evergreen. And then A Violent Noise. It's a Fortet remix of a song by the XX. Still counts, right? It's still technically the XX with the spin on it by the electronic music god that is Fortet. So enjoy. And we'll see you on the other side with some Y songs and some Z songs. It's going to be a good show. So stick around.
Caramelo, come away now, follow on a hasty get away. The fear of mental play, I keep pushing the fight from wherever it may bite. It might go away and I'll see. Friend, I keep going. Tonight is day.
Damn. Yes. I love Fortet. Love that remix, too. That was the XX with Violent Noise, remixed by Fortet. Before that, Zandra with Evergreen, and Caramello by Zanula kicked off that little block of songs. That was a long block, though, so I appreciate you sticking around for that. I mean, I'm assuming the main reason you tune in isn't just because you like to hear me blabber on about whatever I'm thinking or feeling about the music I'm about to play, but I appreciate that you do all the same. Now, these next two bands, I could blabber about for a long time. Blabber on, blubber, whatever. No, blubber is a very different thing. That's a component of whales. And also something you can, a word you can use to describe a certain type of crying, I suppose. But I'm going to blabber on. I'm going to talk about these bands. I really like Young Jesus. Got into them because of an episode of the OA, a song of theirs called De Territory. And then ever since then, every Y episode, I think, of the show has had a Young Jesus song. And I think the music of Young Jesus pairs well with Yes We Mystic. So I'm going to play a song from a much earlier record by Young Jesus called Slug. Even though they did just put out a record, I really like this song, Slug, so I'm going to play it. And then something from the final release from Yes We Mystic, a song called Head Rush. I feel like these bands both share a certain cinematic quality. I'd love to hear Yes We Mystic's music in more TV shows and movies, if possible. So the people out there who do licensing and syncing and all that, get on it, all right? That's your mission. In any case, here is Head Rush. No, Head Rush by Yes We Mystic will follow the next song, which is Slug by Young Jesus.
Closer, he's a locust eating lark. He's a plague.
There you have it. That was Head Rush by Yes We Mystic before that, Young Jesus, and a song called Slug. Now we're going to keep it going with two other songs by two different Y acts. One of them is a brand new release from Yolda Tango, because, yep, they're still at it after decades and still killing it. It's a song called A Celestine, or you could say A Celestine, depends on your desired emphasis. And then after that, a really old one by Yukon Blonde called Fire. I was listening to some of their newer records. They're very synthy. They're very good. But sometimes I get a little stuck on the classics and the old stuff, because that's what I heard first. What can I say? So here's Yolda Tango with A Celestine, followed by Fire by Yukon Blonde. And you're listening to The Gashly Crumb Tinies right here on CKUW 95.9 FM, broadcasting from Winnipeg, Manitoba.
The camera moves.
That was Yukon Blonde with Fire. Before that, A Celestine by Yola Tango off their newest release. Still killing it after all these years. Thank goodness. I Have Her is sort of how that band name translates, now that I think of it. Yola Tango. I Have It. I Have Her. I don't know. I got the music. Maybe it's something I should have looked into before trying to guess what a band's name means. But I've heard that that's one of the dumbest things you can ask a band. One of the worst questions in an interview is, like, how did you come up with your artist name, your band name? It's been established, and I should have looked it up. But it's fun to ponder at these things, because having art in front of you is lovely to enjoy for the little information given besides the intended media or medium, which is music. You have some things attached, like a song and an artist name and a album title. But not all art should be enjoyed strictly by, you know, like you're in an art gallery and you're staring at the wall reading the description, and then you glance at the painting or the piece or the photograph. 5 seconds, you walk away. You spent so much of that time reading, and, like, sure, it's great to understand and work through the artist's intentions, but a lot of it is also in your own interpretation. And I guess in that sense, you could do what you want with a band's name. And with that sort of transition, we're going to move on to some bands' names that start with the letter Z. Some pretty kooky, fun names, if I may say so, because if you're going to use one of these letters, not often used for bands, I'd say. It's some of these last few letters of the alphabet are some of the more difficult episodes to prepare for on an alphabetical show like this. Alphabetic? Alphabetical. I don't know which word is better in this situation. But what I do know is that this next act is called Zulu Pearls, and they got a pretty cool song called Whatever You Want. And after that, new music from Zeus. Just the other day, on a whim, I was like, I wonder what Zeus is up to, because I really like some of their earlier stuff off of their earlier Arts and Crafts releases. They have this song called Are You Gonna Waste My Time, with this incredible music video involving, like, sort of puppet characters made out of pieces of food, but they're members of the band playing against, like, a black screen. And they're just hammering away at the drums and stuff and playing the keys and guitar and the cowbell especially, and it's like a food fight in a sense. There's, like, a grotesqueness to it, but also a wonderful, playful childishness to it. I like it. And I like that band. And so I was like, I was just wondering, hey, I wonder what Zeus has been up to. And they put out a whole ass record last year. And it's pretty good. It's pretty solid. It sounds modern. It sounds, but it still sounds like a bit of the classic Zeus. So it's nice. They've grown, but they know themselves. Not that any artist has to follow that sort of protocol, but I liked when that happens. So, yeah, Zulu Pearls, the song called Whatever You Want, and then If It's Real by Zeus off their newest release, Credo. So please enjoy, and we'll be back after this with two more Zed songs, and then goodbye.
getting old. Night after night, just like a bad dream. And I just wasn't sold. Thought there was something that I couldn't see in all these photographs. Each new face like some desperate plea. Oh, it just couldn't last. If it's real, let's just say.
Have it. That was If It's Real by Zeus. Maybe it's Zeus. Before that, Zula Pearls with Whatever You Want. You're listening to The Gashly Crumtinies for the last two songs of our last episode of the season. But not our last season. No. This is the end of season 18. 9 full years on the radio at CKW. It's not a long time, but yes it is. It is a long time. And I appreciate you for listening. For however long you've been tuned into this program, appreciate it. I know lately, because of the warmer weather, I've been pre-recording some more episodes than usual from home, but don't ever doubt for a second that I'm not pouring just as much heart into this as if I was in the studio, although I do miss that live aspect. But I will tell you, of all my goofy things I say and do, I rarely go back and edit them out, so you're getting pretty much a verbatim version of how strange this would be if I was live. So, you can take from that what you will. I ain't no pro. This is college radio. And you're listening to, up next, Zomes. Wonderful Baltimore/Stockholm act called Zomes with a cool song called Loveful Heights, and then brand new 07. Yes, another act that's been doing music for quite a while. 07 with Swim Surreal and a song called Don't Call It Love. Thanks again for tuning in to this season of the Gash Crim Tinies. Next weekend, we'll hit you with a big old A episode. It's going to be great. AAA quality musical beef. I don't know. Thanks again for listening. Have a good week ahead.
let you kiss me. Now your face hit the moon.